This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, December 3rd. God's word for you today is, pay attention. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And it says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing. This was Joseph speaking to his brothers in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, which says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. Joseph could have been petty, but he chose the path of greatness. Remember, the first thing is that not all addition leads to increase, and not all subtraction leads to decrease. God has shown Joseph that the fact that he was in the pit today does not mean he will not be in the palace tomorrow. Not all subtraction leads to a decrease. Second, God wants to promote you in front of your position. God said to Joseph, do not worry, do not pray that your brothers will fall down and die. I am going to set a table before you, and you're going to feed them. And when the time came, Joseph's head was lifted up. Your head will be lifted up. You cannot be mighty and be petty at the same time. Joseph knew that it was God that lifted him up. He could have chosen to be petty and at least say to his brothers, look at me now. Or Joseph could rejoice that it was his turn to deal with his brothers. But Joseph said to them, do not worry. I am here to take care of you. That is how great people behave. While petty people will use their resources to frustrate others, great people will use their resources to promote others. You cannot be both a great person and a petty person at the same time. You have to choose which one you want to be. Are you going to be great? Are you going to be mighty? Or are you going to be petty? What is it going to be? I pray you will be great in the mighty name of Jesus. The fourth thing is, as God lifts you, you need to focus on people, humility, and wisdom. This combination is one of the major keys to your lifting. How do you treat people? You need to deliberately build your network and build the number of quality people in your life. Remember, not every addition leads to an increase. So, it is not everybody that you add to your circle that will increase you. In fact, some people in your circle will decrease you, and it is not every subtraction that leads to a decrease. There are people that you need to subtract from your circle. You need to pay attention to the people you do life with. How do you treat people? How do you respond to people? Do you do evil to the people that have done you good? If you do evil to someone who has done you good, they do not need to curse you. If you do evil to someone that has done you good, evil will never depart from your house. How do you treat people? Let us pray. Father, for the remaining days of this year and even in the new year, help me to pay attention to people, humility and wisdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.